Sarah Jarosz, that's the first single from her upcoming record called Undercurrent, that's House of Mercy, and Dylan LeBlanc before that with the title cut to his record Cautionary Tale. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this afternoon by Melanie Beck and Tammy Sullivan of Baptist Health Home Care. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Well, I'm excited to learn about home health. I know very little about it, so I guess I'll play the idiot. What is home health care in a thumbnail?
Home health is a service provided to clients through many and multiple insurance companies, as well as Medicare, for clients that might need extra assistance in their home. Some of these clients might include clients that have a very difficult time leaving the home setting to get to the doctor's office on a regular basis, or if they need something regularly, dressings or safety programs, some of those things that are really difficult for them to get to a doctor's office or a hospital on a regular basis, such as weekly or biweekly, to receive medical treatments.
And are there any other services that would fall under the umbrella of home health that people might not immediately think of as something that would be provided?
Oh, absolutely. Home health is a very extensive program that is still one of the few things that's 100% covered by Medicare, which is one of the primary payer sources. Some of those services would include not only your skilled nurse, such as you would think of in your doctor's office or hospital, but also your physical therapist to assist with walking and equipment, occupational therapy to assist with activities of daily living, such as dressing and bathing. Home health also covers some bathing services. They also have extenuating programs such as waivered services that allow you to have some extended bathing, dressing, and homemaking services throughout your home. And those are approved by a Medicaid program on a yearly basis.
I'm betting that some people probably think, well, I don't know if I need home health because I only need assistance with a couple of things. Is that something that you hear often?
That is a very common question. We have clients call often and say, I'm not sure if home health is for me, but I have a little trouble with this or that. The government allows home health to take referrals from any source that can include the patient themselves, their family, loved one, their doctor, or their neighbor.
So I have a lot of questions. What are some other common questions that you hear in regards to home health?
Many questions we have, of course, start with the payer source. Mm-hmm. Is this going to cost me money? Medicare, of course, is still covering at 100% with a physician's order. But there are many other payer sources that cover home health services as well, including VA, private insurance companies, your auto insurance if you've been in an accident, mm-hmm. As well as we have some private pay services.
Do all of these sources have 100% funding?
Yes, most of those have 100% funding. Now, some of those insurance companies will have a copay, but we make sure before we provide any services that the patient is fully aware of any monies that would be charged to them up front. But again, with Medicare being our primary insurance source, those clients, of course, do not have any cost to them.
I'm sure many people listening right now probably have questions of their own that they're saying to the radio. What are some other questions that you can kind of preemptively answer for them?
Some of our clients will call and say, well, I haven't talked to my doctor about this yet, but do you think you could help me with my walking? My mother's fallen two or three times in the last year, and I'm concerned about her. Absolutely. We can help involve the physician. No patient is treated under home health services without the involvement of their physician of choice. And we accept any and all physicians to help us, as well as patients also may call and say, you know, mom has a skin tear. She keeps tripping over the furniture, or she has her favorite little dog scratches her legs and they're swollen. Those are all things that we can come out, assess free of charge, and then speak with a physician about appropriate orders if needed.
Do you think a lot of people who would benefit from home health just literally don't know that it exists? I mean, is this an issue of getting information out?
We are always surprised, as many years as home health has been in service, at the number of patients who truly have not heard of home health services or are under the misunderstanding that home health is only for someone that is really, really sick, that's totally stuck in the bed and can't even get up to a chair. And that is definitely a misconception. Medicare, particularly under the home health laws, allows patients not only to be able to get out of their home to go to their physician and their doctor's office, but they also have exceptions for church services, any intermittent services that is necessary but might be difficult for them to get to. Those are the patients that generally qualify for home health services.
So what are some scenarios in which one should choose home health over going to a rehab center or some kind of outpatient facility?
Quite often, home health services start with a patient coming out of the hospital or a patient, like we mentioned a while ago, mom, you know, has her little cat or dog that scratches her legs often. Maybe daughter works 5 days a week, and mom has very difficult time getting down her two steps into the sidewalk, even if they had neighbors or friends or family that could take her to the doctor's office or an outpatient center 3 or 4 days a week. That might be so taxing for mother that she would end up getting sick or, heaven forbid, catching the flu and those types of things. So those are really good reasons to choose home health initially. Many, many times home health progress patients to the point where they can eventually get to an outpatient rehab and they don't have to stay at rehab quite as long.
The baby boomer generation was so large, and now that generation is reaching an age to where home health is kind of something you have to start thinking about. Have you seen a larger number of people investigating home health in the last few years?
Absolutely. Back several years ago, there was a push for long-term care insurance as well, and we have seen several patients that not only now have their Medicare benefit, but have picked up some additional insurance programs that even extenuates their services and visits. But we have seen a very large dynamic of patients that are in need of home health services that maybe didn't even recognize up front that that was a service that could benefit them.
So April is Occupational Therapy Month. What can you tell us about occupational therapists and the role they can play in helping people?
Yes, first of all, I want to just give a shout out to all the occupational therapists out there. We really appreciate what they do. And as Tammy mentioned earlier, at the basic point, what they do is they make sure that they get back to their activities of daily living. Just to give you an example, like for instance, like when you're dressing yourself, clothing yourself, bathing yourself, and even down just to the basic of eating. Mm-hmm. And some of the most important things they do are safety assessments. They make sure that they provide the proper equipment for the patients so that they can get in and out of the shower. Even things just as basic as how to work on a computer again, and then just basically like learning, like I said, learning the proper way to get in and out of the shower and things of that nature. Occupational therapists, they play a key role in helping the patients become more independent, and that's kind of what we're all looking at. We want to make sure that we're promoting their health and we're teaching them how to live with their disabilities, their illnesses, and their injuries. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Where could listeners go maybe online to find out more information about home health? It seems like we've just scratched the surface of all the information out there.
Actually, we do have a website. It's BaptistHealthHomeCare.com. That's got some really great information. It shows exactly what each therapy provides, and it gives a lot of good additional resources that the patients can look into as well. So,
Well, Melanie, Tammy, a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with me today.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you for having us.
Tammy Sullivan and Melanie Beck are from Baptist Health Home Care. You're with 91.3 WKMS with an eclectic mix of music, middays and evenings.
It's Tuesday, April 26th. The University Store at Murray State University holds a book signing with authors John Secor and Steve.